Good morning, everybody. Say, I'd like to thank the organizers for inviting me. It's a big cover for me to get to learn a little bit in the morning. It's a good way for me to start my morning as well. We know that one of the fundamental aspects of Hanukkah, one of the main concepts that we're supposed to get across on Hanukkah, is the idea of Pirsume Nisa, of publicizing the miracle. Pirsume Nisa. For example, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos and of Chof Beis, Ner Shel Chanukah Shenicha Lamala Michof Ama Psula. If you have a Ner Chanukah that is placed above 20 Amos high, it's not okay. It's not good. Kesukah Uchamavoy, it's like a sukkah or a mavoy that is made over 20 Amos, and it's not good. Rashi explains, why is it possible? The Lo Shalta Be'ena, because it's hard for the eye to grasp it. By the way, Lo Shalta Be'ena doesn't mean that you can't see things that are above 20 amos. Of course you can see things that are 20 amos up. It just means it's not something that we see in our normal scope of vision. When we're looking in a straight line, we don't see that high automatically. In any case, Lo Shalta Be'ena Lamal Mechafama, and Rashi says, V'leka Pirsume Nisa. So we're lacking the publication of the miracle. The Gemara Daf Chav Gimel says, Rava asked the following question. Ner Chanukah v'kiddush hayom mao. If a person is faced with a terrible choice, he only has enough money for one thing, either enough money to have wine for kiddush on Shabbos, or for Ner Chanukah, that's all he has. And he has to decide between the two. What should he do? Kiddush hayom adif? Should he use the wine for Kiddush, because that takes precedence. The Tadir is something that comes more frequently, so that has the extra weight, the frequency of it. Oidil Ner Chanukah Adif, or perhaps Ner Chanukah takes precedence. Mishum Pirsume Nisa. Basar Diboya Adar Pashta. After Rava raised the question, he resolved it himself, and he concluded Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsume Nisa. He concluded that Ner Chanukah takes precedence because Pirsume Nisa is greater than saying Kiddush on Shabbos. We find the same concept in Purim. Mikra Megillah is called Pirsume Nisa. Matzah on Pesach is called Pirsume Nisa. I don't want to go into that line, but we find this concept wherever you have a nes. We find the concept of Pirsume Nisa. Being that it's such an important concept and that it takes precedence over Kiddush, I decided we should spend whatever time we have talking about the concept of Pirsume Nisa. Let's begin from a very simple question. There's a simple answer to it as well, but we'll use it as our springboard. Why is it necessary to publicize the miracle? We understand why we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why we have to have Hodah, we're supposed to thank and praise Hashem for the miracles that He does for us. But what's this concept of being mefarsim, of publicizing it? We know it. We know whatever miracles happen to us, so either privately or publicly, thanking Hashem is our automatic response. Publicizing it doesn't seem to be so important. Why is it so important? I got one now. So let's listen to a few psukim. It's a Tehillim, Parak Kuf Zayin. Because I believe that before we understand Pirsume Nisa, we have to understand what Hodah is. What is thanking? What is praising Hashem? Parak Kuf Zayin in Tehillim discusses four types of people, four types of people who went, endured some kind of hardship. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki lo'olam chastam. Yom gulei Hashem asher gola mi'atzor, that is what those who are redeemed by Hashem, that's what they say. Praise Hashem. I'm going to condense it because it's a long parak. The first one is Tov v'Midbar. They wandered in the desert, b'yishima in derech, in a desolate path. Irmai shev l'matzo, they didn't find, they didn't come across any inhabited city. Re'ev gam tzmein, they were hungry, they were thirsty. Nafsham b'hem tis'atach, they were faint. V'yitzakvel Hashem b'atzar lehem, they cried out to Hashem in their distress. Mimitzukeseyem yatzilem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them from the travail. And then it goes on that they found a city. So this is the first one. The person who is wandering in the desert doesn't have to be wandering, it just means traveling through the desert. The desert traveler. Then what comes? They cry out to Hashem. Hashem saves them. And then finally it says, Yoidu l'Hashem chastoi. They will praise Hashem. They will thank Hashem for His kindness. Adam, and his wonders, listen carefully, Livnei Adam, the people. So we have this dual concept, Yodul Hashem Chasdai, they thank Hashem, Vinifloisov, Livnei Adam, and then his wonders, they spread to other people. The next one is a person who is in jail, was in prison, and got out. Again, Yodah Lashem Chastoy, V'nifloisiv Ne'adam. V'yizbuchu Zivchei Soida, then they bring a Karban Toda, V'yisapru Ma'asav Berina, and again, V'yisapru Ma'asav Berina, they recount Hashem's deeds. And as they're telling people, so again and again we're seeing here that there's a dual task that the person who is saved does. The first is they thank Hashem, and then they recount it. They tell other people about it as well. The third is someone who was traveling by sea. There's a storm. Ya'alu shamayim. They rise up towards the skies. Yirdu salmas, and then they crash down towards the depths. Nafsham berotis magog. Yechogu v'yano kashikar. They shake. They waver like a drunk person. They cry out to Hashem, the storm calms down, the seas calm down, and again, Yodah Hashem Chastoy, V'nifloisov Livnei Adam. I must have skipped one because of the Chola also, that probably came earlier. So the fourth one is someone who was ill and recovered. These four people, the Rashi Tevas for it in Siman Reishu Tes, the Shulchan Aruch says the Siman, a way to remember who these four people are, is V'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela. Chayim is Rashi Tevas, Ches is Chavush, someone who is imprisoned, Yud is Yisurim, someone who is sick, Yud is the second Yud is Yam, someone who is by sea, and Mem is Midbar, someone who went by sea. These are the four people who are Tzichon Mahodos. Now in the time of the Mikdash, such people would bring a Karban Taida. And nowadays, we don't bring a Karban Taida, we say Birkas HaGoyma. The same people that used to bring a Karban Taida would today say Birkas HaGoyma. In fact, there's a Rosh, which unfortunately I can't remember where it is. There is a Rosh that says straight out that Birkas HaGoyma was Niskan. It was established by Chazal in lieu of Karban Taida. If we had had more time, I would have discussed the relationship between the two brachos, trying to show how the Birkas HaGoyma represents in words what a Karban Taida is about. I don't know if I'll get to it, but it is an interesting study. In any case, we have this concept of a Karban Taida. Before we get to a Birkas HaGoyma, but the concept of a Karban Taida, there is a beautiful medrash The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba, it's in Parashat Tes, V'zois Tera Zevach HaShlamim HaShe'akiv LaShem. The following is a Zevach Shlamim, the Shlamim Karban, and the first type of give is a Karban Taidah. The Medrash quotes a Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim Nun, Zevach Taidah Yechabdanini. One who brings a Taidah honors me. The Pasuk continues, V'sal Mederech, he makes a path. Arenu b'yesh elokim, I will show this person the salvation of Hashem. But the Medrash begins with the beginning. Zaveach toydich abdani. So the Medrash, Zaveach hatos, Zaveach asham, en sifkat. It doesn't say, someone who brings a hatos honors me. Someone who brings me an asham honors me. It doesn't say that. Ela Zaveach toydah. Who honors Hashem? Someone who brings a toydah. Lama, why? Chatas ba'al chet, v'asham ba'al chet, because both a chatas and an asham come as a result of sin. Taida ain't a ba'al chet, but a karban taida doesn't come because a person sinned. Imal taida yakrivenu, so that one who brings the karban taida is honoring Hashem. The part that we need to hear is the second part of the Medrash. V'sam derech. What does this mean, making a path? What kind of a path are we talking about? So the Medrash Elam Mesalkei Drachim, these are people that clear the path, literally. There are stones on the path, there are obstacles on the path, and the person is considerate enough, helpful enough, to clear the path for other people. The V'racher V'Sam Derech Elosofrim U'Mishni, another opinion. The Sam Derech is somebody who teaches Chumash, Mishnayos, Elamalandim Shalatinakos. Teachers. They are the ones that set the path. The Varacher, the Sam Derech, Elushem Alita Neros. The Sam Derech are those who light lights, candles. Kidei Lahayir Bahem Larabim. The Amar Abishimah Menlakish, Shol Loizacha Lemelucha. You know why Shaul HaMelech became a Melech? It was only Al Yidei Shaul Yezekein HaMadlik Neres Barabin. His grandfather used to light up the path for people. Amun, they said, Nevuos HaFelos Tayo Mideis HaLebeis HaMedrash. There were dark alleyways leading from his house to the Beis Medrash. V'HaMadlik Neres Behem Kidei L'Hoyer Behem L'Rabin. And he, his grandfather was Kish. Ner was another name. He was Madlik Neros L'Rabim. He illuminated the path. Literally. These seem to be very different concepts. And it seems to have nothing to do with the Karban Taida. Karban Taida is thanking Hashem. Okay. The beginning of the Medrash talks about why it's considered an honor to thank Hashem. And then the Medrash goes on to talk about very, not mundane things, but nothing to do with the Karban Taida. Clearing the path. Teaching, lighting the pathway. What does that have to do with the Karban Taida? So this is Tzfasemes. It's worthwhile seeing inside, but to condense it, we'll do it outside. The Tzfasemes is in Parshas Tzav, the year Tafresh Nun, D'Ibramatkel Zaveach Taida. And he explains the Medrash. The main concept that the Medrash is discussing is the concept of Pirsumei Nisa. That's really what's going on over here. And he says that Pirsumei Nisa hi mitzvah rabba. Publicizing a miracle is a very great mitzvah. Because, truthfully, all of nature, everything around us, is also Hashem's conduct. Everything is Hashem's actions. Except that we don't recognize it. We don't see it. We don't stop to notice the leaf growing. We don't stop to notice the wonder of oxygen or anything in the world. They're all nisim. Except that when you have a nis, it's the exception that teaches us about everything else. It's the yatsman haklal The lamed al haklal. It teaches us about everything else. When we see something wondrous, when we see a nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can start seeing, well, maybe there are other things that aren't as simple as we thought they were. When we realize that Hashem is in control, then we can start thinking about the rest of nature as well, the rest of life as well. He mentions the Ramban. The Ramban is the end of Parshas Bo. Again, we won't go into that. Ramban makes a similar distinction. He says there are nisim nistarim and there's nisim gluyim, hidden miracles, open miracles. The open miracles are the things that we are all aware of when it's an outright miracle. Kriyat Yamsuf, Yetzias Mitzrayim, outright miracles. And then there's nisim nistarim, which is nature. So the Ramban only has two categories. The Ramban's categories are hidden miracles, which is what we call nature, and outright miracles, which we call nisim. But the Sfasema says there's a third kind. There's a third kind. The four people that are just in the Hadas, the four types of people, the person who was sick, the person who was imprisoned, the person who was in the desert, we call them miracles. They are tzichum lahodos. They have to bring a karban todah. They're not outright miracles. It's not unusual for people to survive a trip through the desert or overseas. Yesterday I came overseas and Baruch Hashem, I made it safe and sound. Doesn't seem that miraculous. But it's yotzei tzas migeder hateva. It's a little bit out of the ordinary. After all, there are storms. There are things that have to be overcome. So those are miracles that are yotzei tzas migeder hateva. Says the Sfas Emes. On Pesach we eat matzah. We eat matzah. A karban taida is a very unique karban. You bring chametz, lach mitoda. You also bring matzah. There are four types of bread that's brought in a karban taida. Three of them are matzah. One of them is chametz. And the bulk of it, the main part of it, is chametz. It's very unique. In all other areas, we're not allowed to bring chametz into the Beis HaMikdash. It's Pesach all year long in the Beis HaMikdash. But when it comes to Karban Taidah, suddenly we're supposed to bring chametz. Not only are we supposed to bring chametz, it's the main part of it. The Netziv is medayik that the main part was the chametz. Im al chametz, im al tzedek yivenu, and then it goes on to say that it's the zevach, this is the zevach ha-taidah. That's the main part of it. So the Sfasemes explains, you know why? Because matzah is out of the ordinary. It's unnatural. The natural process for dough is to turn into chametz. To keep it matzah, we have to work extra hard to subdue its nature. So matzah is symbolic of things that are way beyond nature. Chametz is nature. Those are very natural. That is the natural process. So chametz is a symbol of nature. Chametz and matzah is a combination of both. So which is the karban taidah? A combination of both. Chametz and matzah. Because what we're saying is, I had a miracle, a private miracle, not a major miracle. Just one that's a little bit different than the ordinary. And it's partially in nature and partially out of nature. So we bring chametz. The Sasema says, what the person is doing when he brings a karban taidah, he is being the first in the nest. He is saying to people, I recognize that Hashem is in control. I realized that I could not have done this on my own. I was at the mercy of the waves. I was at the mercy of my illness. I was not in control. HaKadosh Baruch was in control. And he's referring that to the people. Again, the Netziv says, since the chametz is the main part. So Nativ points out there was a lot of bread involved, a lot. Each loaf of bread was probably the size of a big chasana loaf of challah, right? Those big ones. And there were several of them. And you could only eat it until chatzos, midrabanan. And even midrash, you only had till the next morning. You had very little time and a lot to eat. There's no way you could eat it on your own. So the point of it, says the Nativ, was to force the person to invite people. People had to come to the meal. And what's he supposed to do at the meal? He's going to recount He's going to tell everybody all about his experiences, how he was sick and how he was so hopeless and he couldn't do it, and Hashem healed him. This might be a little bit of a joke, but I see there are sufganiyot on the table. I wonder, this is half in jest, half serious, I wonder if sufganiyot came from this concept of chametz. Of course, you'd also have to have a latkes on the side to fit both parts, the chametz and the matzah. I'm not sure, but there is chametz involved. There's chametz involved because on Chanukah there was a question. My Chanukah, the Gemara says, Rashi explains, which nace was it set for? Was it set for the Mechama or was it set for the Neros? I was thinking to myself, I'm not sure about this, but I was thinking to myself, what's the quandary? What's the question? Which nace was the Yom Tov of Chanukah set for? A war. Well, there are some wars that are Yotzei Migeder Teva altogether, but many wars don't seem to be completely out of nature. It's just a question of superiority and tactics and weapons. The war, perhaps, is a slightly out of Teva miracle, whereas the Ner Chanukah is completely out of bounds of Teva. So there's a question, which one were they trying to emphasize? The lesson of the fact that in nature there are miracles as well, not just that there are miracles, but that it is a pele, it is miraculous, all of nature is miraculous, or is it something that they were trying to, let's focus on the outright miracle, thanks for that right miracle. In any case, we find this concept of three types, now it comes out that there are three types of miracles. There is complete nisim, things like Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ner Chanukah in the Beis HaMikdash, things of Kriyas Yamsuf, things that are outright miracles. There are miracles that are mislabshim, they are clothed, they're garbed in nature, such as the four people that are Tichon Mahodos. And then there's a third, which is Teva itself, nature itself. If you take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm just going to have to give you the Maran Mekomos so you can fill out the shiur on your own. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Yutes, you'll see that he makes the same three categories. And he explains that we have different brachos for each type. He didn't see the Sfasemis. But we have different brachos. For the things that are completely miraculous, we say Sha'asa Nisim Laviseinu. We put into the wording of the bracha the word miracle. You made miracles for us. Or if a person has a private name, he says Sha'asa Li Nes B'Makom Hazeh. Those are things that are completely miraculous. Then there's a category, the opposite extreme of Teva. For that he says there's no special bracha for nature, but we do put it into davening. We say Val Nesvarsecha Shabachol Eis Erev Avoker. We mention in Modim, we talk about the constant miracles. That's talking about Parnasa, health, things that are day to day events. And then there's the middle one. The middle one are those times in life where it's Yotzei Ktzas, where it's a slight diversion from nature. It's slightly miraculous. And for that, we have a Birkas Hagoyim. So Pirsumei Nisan, we wanted to know what is Pirsumei Nisan? Why is it so important? Presuming Nisa is assistance. It's helping people around us recognize that our nature is not really nature. That what seems to us is an automatic process is not really an automatic process. That really everything is Hashem's conduct. And without Him, nothing would work. I wouldn't be able to stand here and move my lips at all if He weren't activating me. In this last week's parasha, we find that Yosef is in the house of Potiphar. Vayara Donav, Potiphar sees about Yosef, Ki Hashem Itai, that Hashem is with Yosef. Now his question is, how could he see such a thing? He's a Mitzri. How could he see that Hashem is with Yosef? Did you see that Hashem is with me? How could such a thing be observed? So Rashi says four words. He says, Shem Shamayim Shogur B'Fiv. He had the name of Hashem constantly on his lips. He would say things like, Baruch Hashem, Inyirta Hashem, expressions which involved Hashem. Well, after hearing this enough times, even Potiphar got the message that success, Yosef could have been just viewed as a very shrewd businessman, very smart person. But even Potiphar got the message that it's really thanks to Hashem. So now we can say that there's actually Pursume Nisa on three levels. There's Pursume Nisa on the outright miracles, Shasta Nisim, Abiseinu, Ner Chanukah. There's a Pursume Nisa on the slightly miraculous events, when a person brings a carbon taida and he tells people about it, and he tries to teach people, let's not just look at nature as its own. And then it's actually a daily Pursume Nisa, except we don't call it Pursume Nisa. We call that Kiddush Hashem. When we live our lives constantly saying Baruch Hashem, Amir to Hashem, then the people around us realize that it's really thanks to Hashem whatever successes we have. That alone is something that we can take from Hanukkah. That we walk out of Hanukkah and the whole rest of the winter, we can do Pirsumei Nisa. Whenever we're with other people, and if you see from Yosef, it doesn't have to be Jews, it could be Jews and non-Jews as well. We are Mefarsim and Nes. We can tell people, whatever we have, whatever successes we have, is all thanks to Hashem. And in conclusion, we find a pasuk in that parak in Kuzayin, which I mentioned earlier. The pasuk says, Mi Chacham V'Yishma'ele, who is the wise person, and guards these concepts. V'yizboninu chaste Hashem, and contemplate. It takes these boninus. You have to stop and think about things. We have to take pause, and that's what we do on Hanukkah. We stop and take pause about what is nature? Who's really running it, and how does it really work? And in fact, in the Mizmar, in the Piyut that we sing on Hanukkah, Maos Tzur, we say, B'nei Zina Yimei Shmaina. It occurred to me that it could be that the B'nei Zina over here is that it takes its bonenus, and that the lesson of Hanukkah is, let's not just run through our lives, we have to be misboning about Chaste Hashem.